Have you ever wondered why your grandparents rarely worried about Alzheimer's, yet today nearly one-third of Americans fear dementia more than death itself? The answer might be sitting on your breakfast plate. While we've been obsessively avoiding fats and embracing heart-healthy whole grains, we've unwittingly been feeding a silent epidemic of brain disease. The human brain, despite representing only 2.5% of our body weight, consumes a staggering 22% of our energy. This remarkable organ evolved over millions of years on a diet rich in fats and low in carbohydrates, the exact opposite of what most health authorities have recommended for decades. Our modern epidemic of neurological disorders stems largely from this fundamental nutritional mismatch. The brain's preference for fat as fuel isn't surprising when we consider that it's composed of nearly 60% fat, making it the fattiest organ in the body. Inflammation lies at the heart of virtually all brain diseases, from everyday headaches and brain fog to devastating conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Unlike other body parts, the brain has no pain receptors. You can't feel your brain becoming inflamed until significant damage has occurred. What triggers this inflammation? The primary culprits are carbohydrates, particularly gluten-containing grains and sugars. When we consume these foods, our blood sugar rises, prompting insulin release. Chronic high blood sugar creates a cascade of inflammatory responses that damage brain tissue over time. This connection is so strong that Alzheimer's disease is now being recognized as type 3 diabetes, a form of diabetes specifically affecting the brain. Research indicates that insulin resistance in the brain can begin decades before cognitive symptoms appear, highlighting the importance of early dietary intervention. Studies consistently show that individuals with higher blood sugar levels face dramatically increased risk for dementia, even without diabetes. When Lauren, a 30-year-old with severe bipolar disorder, eliminated gluten from her diet, her life took a complete 180. Despite having no digestive complaints typically associated with gluten sensitivity, her depression lifted, her energy increased, and her thinking clarified. This case exemplifies how gluten sensitivity often manifests primarily as neurological symptoms rather than intestinal discomfort. Gluten, Latin for glue, gives bread its chewy texture, but for many people triggers inflammatory responses that extend far beyond the gut to affect the brain. Dr. Marios Hadjivasiliou has documented extensive neurological manifestations of gluten sensitivity, including white matter abnormalities visible on brain scans that often resolve completely on gluten-free diets. Beyond inflammation, gluten creates addiction through exorphins, polypeptides that cross the blood-brain barrier and bind to morphine receptors, creating a mild euphoria similar to opiate drugs. The scope of gluten's impact is staggering, with research linking sensitivity to depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, ADHD, migraines, and even autism. Perhaps the most damaging nutritional misconception of the past century has been the demonization of dietary fat and cholesterol. The human brain is over 70% fat, with cholesterol comprising 25% of the brain's total content. These fats aren't just structural components, they're essential for proper neural function. Cholesterol serves as a powerful antioxidant, a precursor to vitamin D and steroid hormones, and a critical component of cell membranes, particularly at synapses where neurons communicate. Without adequate cholesterol, neurons can't form proper connections, leading to cognitive decline. The brain values cholesterol so highly that every cell can manufacture its own supply. Our evolutionary history reflects this need for fat. The human dietary requirement for carbohydrates is virtually zero, while fat is essential. Studies consistently show that high-carb diets increase cognitive impairment risk, while fat-rich diets protect brain function. The Framingham Heart Study revealed that older people consuming carb-heavy diets have nearly four times the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment, while those eating healthy fats reduced their risk by 42%. While much attention is focused on gluten, sugar's neurological effects are equally devastating. The metabolic impact of different sugars varies significantly. 100 calories of glucose affects the body differently than 100 calories of table sugar, glucose-fructose combination. Liquid sugars in sodas and fruit juices are particularly problematic compared to equivalent amounts in whole foods. Because fructose doesn't trigger insulin and leptin production, key hormones in metabolic regulation, diets high in fructose from processed sources lead to obesity and metabolic disorders. Avoiding diabetes is crucial for brain health. A study in the Archives of Neurology followed 3,069 elderly adults for 9 years, finding that diabetics experienced significantly faster mental decline than non-diabetics. The mechanism connecting high blood sugar to brain disease involves glycation, the bonding of sugar molecules to proteins. This forms advanced glycation end products that make proteins inflexible and dysfunctional, accelerating neurodegeneration. Fat isn't merely passive storage, it's a complex hormonal organ with profound effects on brain health. Research shows a direct correlation between waist-to-hip ratio and brain shrinkage, with studies finding that obese people's brains looked 16 years older than those of normal-weight individuals. Scientists once believed our brain cells were fixed at birth, but we now know the brain can generate new neurons throughout life, a process called neurogenesis. Peter Erickson's 1998 discovery showed humans have neural stem cells that continuously create new neurons, controlled by brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. This protein creates and protects neurons while encouraging synapse formation. We can activate BDNF through lifestyle choices. Aerobic exercise acts as the brain's growth hormone, increasing BDNF production and improving memory, especially in elderly people. Reducing calories by 30% also boosts BDNF production and cognitive function. Additional BDNF boosters include curcumin from turmeric and DHA, an omega-3 fatty acid that makes up a quarter of the brain's fat content. Quality sleep influences virtually every bodily system, especially the brain. It serves as a critical reset mechanism affecting food intake, metabolism, weight management, immune function, creativity, stress management, information processing, learning capacity, and memory organization. A groundbreaking 2013 study found that just 1 week of sleep deprivation altered the function of 711 genes involved in stress, inflammation, immunity, and metabolism, all critical factors for brain health. Sleep deprivation profoundly impacts our appetite hormones through multiple mechanisms. Leptin, which tells your brain when you're full, plunges by about 20% with inadequate sleep, increasing hunger by 24% and driving cravings specifically for carbohydrate-dense foods. Meanwhile, ghrelin, leptin's counterbalance, soars with inadequate sleep, triggering increased appetite specifically for high-carb, low-nutrient foods. When these appetite hormones malfunction, the brain becomes disconnected from the stomach, creating false hunger signals and irresistible cravings. To improve sleep quality naturally, maintain consistent sleep schedules and bedtime routines, avoid sleep-disrupting substances, eat on regular schedules, and create a peaceful bedroom environment free of electronics and bright lights. The bedroom should be cool, 65 to 68 F, dark, and quiet for optimal sleep quality.